Hey everybody, Dave Hodges here, host of the Common Sense Show. We have the show Freeing America, One Enslaved Mind at a Time. Thank you so much for joining us. And we ask you to amplify our efforts by sharing and sharing with people that could really benefit from hearing this information that they're not going to get when they watch mainstream media. And it's not that what we're saying here is outrageous, untrue, hyperbole, misinformation. It's not that at all. It's the fact that the mainstream media, 98% of it's owned by six corporations that serve the globalists that want to tear down this country, wreck the Constitution, take your guns, depopulate the dissidents, and make us into just another third world country that they rule over globally with this new Summit of the Future Pact that 190 nations just signed to the United Nations. That's right. They voted to give away their sovereignty. Argentina held out. Will we? I don't know. Depends who wins the election. I know we're going to get signed into it, which we already have. Will they be able to implement it? Well, not if Donald Trump's president. It's that simple. Hey, we are brought to you by, I think, something really that's important, and it's your collagen levels. And collagen is the elixir of youth. It absolutely is every single time, no exceptions. And what we know about collagen, ladies and gentlemen, is that it declines significantly over the lifespan. And what we know here is that collagen is something that, we can see right here on the chart. Collagen starts at 100% at the age of 20. By the time you're middle age, you've lost half of it. And by the time you get to into your 70s and before you reach 80, you've lost nearly 95% of it. And what happens when you lose collagen? Your skin sags, your hair gets thinner, nails lose their strength, joints become stiff, recovery from activity and exercise is very slow, digestion problems. And basically, it's just like your body has turned on you. Well, this is your answer right here. BioTrust Ageless Multi-Collagen. And the term multi is key here. It takes the five types of collagen from four sources, blends it into one. That crosses the blood-brain barrier, and that's your obstacle in treatment. And what does it do? It starts to reverse the aging process by reversing the symptoms that we just listed. It's not 51% off as advertised. It's now 53% off. How do you get yours? With a 60-day money-back guarantee, and you have nothing to lose but your old age. All you got to do is go to healthwithdave.com, healthwithdave.com. Well, I want to address something that's on the ballot that's getting almost no attention. And listen, I get it. Abortion's an emotional issue, and that's number three for most people. The economy and inflation and immigration, they're one and two. I would say pocketbook a little ahead of the immigration, but people are afraid in this country. Safety is an issue now. And by the way, another thing about Kamala's lying speech in Arizona yesterday, you know what she said? Border crossings are down under my watch. No, they're not. They're loading them into airplanes, bypassing Border Patrol and taking them and distributing them in the interior of the country, even including places like Nantucket, where they've had two violent rapes from illegal immigrants. So again, Kamala Harris, liar deluxe. But what we're going to talk about here in this presentation, something that should greatly bother everybody. And here's what I'm talking about. Your right to free speech. Let me just say this to you. If, let me put it, I'll say it this way. Do you have a right to lie? The answer is yes, unless there's fraud involved and there's a gain to be made. And what do you mean by lie, Dave? Well, let's say you tell someone you're 6'2" and it's a pre-blind date, like maybe a dating service, and you show up and you're 5'9". That's a lie, but it's not illegal, but it's disinformation, right? Misinformation is the accidental spreading. So let's say that you said, well, interest rates are too high. My gosh, they're 10%. Okay, that's an opinion. Now, that is misinformation. They've never reached 10% under this administration. However, the principle that they said is correct, which is irrelevant to this argument. Do they have the right to say that and make a mistake? The answer is yes. Under the First Amendment, you're allowed to express an opinion even if the opinion can factually be proven to be wrong. Now, freedom of speech is on the ballot. Freedom of speech is on the ballot. I'm going to give you two quotes, one from Walz, one from Harris, and talk about what it means. And I will tell you this, if she's elected, I'll be history. I won't have a website. I won't be able to get on the internet. You won't be hearing from me in traditional ways. I will go to Private Line, PrivateLine.io. And hold on, we're going to be telling you about that next week. We're ready to launch alternative communication. Elon Musk is part of it. So is AT&T and other corporate partners who are sick of BlackRock and their ESG BS. Well, we're going to be telling you about that next week. But right now, I'm just telling you will not be able to find me on Rumble. And it's not anything that Rumble is going to do. Rumble's fine. It's what Kamala Harris and Tim Walz are going to do. You won't be able to find your favorites on YouTube. You won't be able to visit websites like the commonsenseshow.com. Those aren't going to be available. They're going to be taken away. What do I base this on? Tim Walz has said the First Amendment doesn't protect misinformation. Okay, well, if I go out there and I say Kamala Harris is against the border, border control, she wants these people here. Let's just look at her 2019 comments. Well, the bottom line is if Tim Walz says that's misinformation, we can shut you down. They're basically saying the Constitution doesn't matter. Kamala Harris has recently threatened the freedom of speech of Elon Musk. He's gone too far. He allows people to come on to X and talk about misinformation topics like Kamala's a liar, Kamala's a slut. I mean, whatever it is, they're calling it misinformation. Much of misinformation they label is are people's opinions. Let me give you an example what gets you banned on YouTube. If you go on YouTube right now and said, you know, I really mistrust vaccines because of the data that's coming out, boom, you're gone. Okay, that's what it's going to be under this administration everywhere. And freedom of speech is now on the chopping block. It's on the ballot. But we're not giving it any credence. And I have to tell you, overall, if you tell me, what are the issues? The economy, the border, abortion, those are the top three. No. The number one issue is the First Amendment and freedom of speech, freedom of religion, freedom to redress grievances, and so forth. Freedom of the press, too. Exactly. Yeah. So let me put it to you this way. The reason the founding fathers made freedom of speech and the four other rights connected to it, the First Amendment, is because if you don't have that, you're not going to have the other amendments. So taking away our freedom of speech is taking away the entire Constitution and all of your rights. As Kamala said, Elon Musk has forfeited his right to free speech. She will take away Twitter. She'll shut that down. And Twitter and Rumble are about the only two places you can go today and not be censored. Does anybody agree with that? I think everyone should agree with that. So, on the ballot for November, is your right to express your opinion. You know, it's funny. We're, on our last day of vacation, and we spent time with our relatives, and I love them. They are such wonderful, nice, intelligent, successful people, but they hold more liberal views than I do. But they don't go into the liberal part that's evil. Like, they're not walking around advocating that 10-year-old kids should have their genitals cut off before the age of decision without their parental without parental approval. But we'll have a discussion, and we can do a point counterpoint. At the end of it, we're still eating dinner, we still love each other, and that's the way Americans have been for the most part. But see, this administration wants to divide and conquer, and they're finding that most of America is against them, so they need to take away our freedom of speech. I've always said that if you want to know what someone's really going to be up to, watch what they criticize. Freedom of speech, government conspiracy. You can't criticize the government. DHS now calls that malinformation that can make you a domestic terrorist. Malinformation might be entirely true and factual, but if it undermines faith in the government, oh, you're done. And that applies to business too. They get to protect corporations. If I say Catholic Charities is using NGO money from your tax dollars being misappropriated, going to them so they can bring illegals across and break our law by coming into the country. That's a true statement, but that's malinformation because I'm undermining Catholic Charities. It's on the ballot, people. You vote for Kamala Harris, you're voting for the evisceration of every right that you have because the First Amendment is the underpinning for all the others. That's it for the Common Sense Show. We'll see you back here next time.